Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Quite a lot of swaying from the people in the pub to the on the buses music.
Oh, it's very popular here, yeah. Still.
One of the bloke just said in Russian, "Where's the clippy stand?" Arthur, they're doing all the catchphrases. Oh, do shut up, Olive. They're doing the line, they're all in Russian. It's brilliant. I never knew it was that big.
No, knew.
Now, Clips of the Week, then we start with Alan Brazil, and it doesn't sound like the big man will be following Wayne Rooney to the States.
Well, you know, I must admit, do I take a lot of notice of the MSL? No, I don't.
It's not surprising. Well, it's called the MLS.
Do I take a not a notice?
Brilliant, isn't
yeah,
it?
He said, well, that's what they called it when I was there. No, they didn't. They called it the NASL. Well, not even right.
Or indeed, in fact, moving to Buenos Aires.
Matt, you there?
Hello. I missed you there, sorry.
Enjoyed last night the drama of Argentina's late winner.
Argentina? Little offshoot. They could be in the CONIFA World Cup. They'd be very good, wouldn't they?
They could be, yeah.
Now, here's the former Ireland striker David Connolly co-commentating for TalkSport.
I just wonder, maybe they've had too many pats on the back at half-time. This game is far from over. 1-0 is never a winning scoreline.
Well, yeah, not sure about that.
It's at the end of 90 minutes, I think you'll find
it, that. It was for Belgium last night. We can actually say it was a draw, can't we? That's good to hear.
This is the TalkSport Caller of the Week now to Danny Kelly.
Carl is in Warfield. Hello, Carl. Good evening, Carl.
Is that me?
Yes, mate, that is you.
My name's Mike.
TalkSport. Caller of the Week.
I do love this.
So here's Alan again discussing one of the Belgium strikers.
Yeah, it looks like Batshuayi should start.
That was close, wasn't it? They didn't have that bad a game. And don't they call that guano, Batshuayi?
I think they do. And this is Alan again, turning his attention to one of the Colombian players.
And it's curtains for Poland now, all right. Juan Cuadrado.
Well, Juan Cuadrado.
Sorry, what was that, Al?
Oh, Juan Cuadrado.
That's what I thought you said. Juan Cuadrado. Oh, Juan Cuadrado.
Trying to leave a gap between his two names.
Yeah,
that's find
just
that's more
not
helpful.
Too much on the Juan. You just work on that one, if you wouldn't mind, Al.
This is Adrian Durham now, clearly feeling a bit peckish.
It's great stuff. I mean, a proper League of Nations interviewed by the Moose there. And I tell you what, it's interesting, Sam and Moose.
Bit of salmon mousse.
Very interesting salmon mousse. They had it at the hotel. It's lovely.
I'm sure they did, yeah. And finally, this is Mark Saggers recalling a famous old sci-fi movie.
It's finished, mate. You've had your great
miss.
I'm live on the radio.
Miss.
No, I'm live.
It's my fault. I read the wrong link, didn't I?
You did.
Read completely the wrong link. That was, do apologise for that.
Alan.
That was just Alan shouting at the moose.
Well, it's an experience we've got to know all too well over the last 2 weeks.
Because he doesn't listen to a word you say. So anyway, what's the next clip, Andy? And finally...
Oh, you'll never guess.
It's no, it's not.
It's Mark Saggers recalling a famous old sci-fi movie.
Enjoyed it here, even though we haven't even been here for 24 hours yet. What a stadium. Steep-sided, looks like something from Close Encounters on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah, we all remember that film, Close Encounters on the Outside.
That
don't
was a follow-up, wasn't it?
It was. No one really watched it, unfortunately. So there we are. There was the clips of the week. One of them which I completely fouled up. It's been a long 18 days.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Well, wankadrado.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.